Shalom, I'm Rab Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Shalom Aleichem. Today, I'm recording in the Jedediah Smith Woods State Park. The amazing, amazing, absolutely beautiful Redwood Park, just north of Crescent City, California. It's this Redwood Forest that divides California and Oregon in the Pacific Northwest, which is on the western end, the far western end of the United States. This is a forest that I get to pass through more often than I ever thought I would in my life as of recent. It's just absolutely amazing. And today I had the opportunity to stop. Most times, it's gotta get there, gotta go there. You don't have the time to stop. Today I had the time to stop. So I stopped. Oh, it's just so beautiful. This amazing forest that the Abishter gave us. He created. Just so beautiful and so easy access. Right here, it's right off the highway. I just parked on the side and walked into one of the trails, and there's trees so wide a car could fit inside. In fact, right now, I'm walking past a tree that had burned, so it's all hollowed out. And so I can see into and through the tree, and it's as wide as a Jeep. It's just so amazing. I don't know if you have much of the audio background, if you can hear it. But I just walked past this bubbling creek across this wooden bridge where there's this creek that's just winding its way through with little drops to create miniature waterfalls. That just creates the most amazing sound. And now where I'm walking in the distance, you can hear the highway of all these people just speeding through life. Gotta get here, gotta get there. Too fast to slow down sometimes. That's why I had to stop. We've been talking about this concept of recognizing that there is a creator. And their ultimate purpose is to connect to this creator, to feel close to this creator. Because as for me, closeness to Hashem is my good. So says David HaMelech. This right now is one of those opportunities to connect. Just take it in. It's just so amazing. I wish you were here with me. We could journey through this park together. We could explore the amazing wonders of the Pacific Northwest, this beauty that God gave us, that draws us close to Him, that is a simple yet potent reminder of how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Borei Olam, creator of the world. Ribbono shel Olam, Ribbono shel Olam, closeness to you, that is my good. Ribbono shel Olam, Ribbono shel Olam, closeness to you, that is my good. Here we are in the forest. Hashem, here I am in the forest. Taking this opportunity of a walking, talking, this but it is. This is how we draw close to Hashem. We take the time to walk in the forest. Cry out to our Abba, our heavenly Abba, right? We also, we have to start basic. There is a creator. Because I look around me and there is no way that this is mere happenstance or accidents. And I can see some things about my Creator looking at all this. My Creator is complex. These different types of vegetation, of trees, of underbrush, of all of it just growing together. My God is the ancient one. These trees are old. How much older does the Creator have to be than the trees? How much more complex does the Creator have to be than the forest in order to create it? My God is beautiful. Absolutely stunning. I'm walking on this trail, a redwood bottom. It's just this red trail between all this green, with these gigantic trees rising up alongside me, the babbling brook in the background, and the fog rolling through the branches. And the smallest strands of a spider web sprawled across the side. My God has to be beautiful. My God has to be magnificent. And that is what is so amazing about the concept of Hesperides. You can get out here. You can be reminded who your God is. This is my God. And of course I want to be close to Him. Because look at this. No human artist could come up with something so beautiful than this forest that I have this opportunity to walk through today. Absolutely, absolutely stunning. And all it did, all it took, was pulling to the side to spend some time to just go on a walk, me and my Creator. Say, God, I want to recognize you. And look how beautiful this is. And you must be even more so. And closeness to you is my good. Let me be among your creation. And let me draw close to you in this regard. Can you feel how close God is in this place? It's just absolutely astounding and amazing. You know, not so long ago, we covered Parshas Bereishis. And we had Gan Eden. Now, I know this is not Gan Eden. But to walk in this and see this, could you imagine what Gan Eden must have been? Just how wonderful. Much more wonderful than must have been. We truly serve a magnificent Creator. Take this opportunity, take this time to draw close. Remember, we're working through this concept of Bilvavi, Mishkan Evna, to build a sanctuary in the heart. The Vekas is your purpose of life. To be close to Hashem is your purpose of life. To feel close to Hashem is your ultimate good. To be close to Hashem is your ultimate good. And that we have the potential to feel closeness of Hashem at all times. But we have to strive for it. We have to pursue it. It's not just going to happen to us. And part of it is a conscious effort to recognize that God exists. It's hard to say otherwise when you walk through a place like this. And part of it is overcoming the power of the heart. Your Yetzer Hara. There's only one way you can do that. It's by remembering. As one band sang, I've got a little Moshe in me. Don't lose sight that it's, well, right around the corner. That you have the opportunity to metaphorically pull over in your life, wherever you may be, maybe physically too, and stop and take that time to connect to the Abishter. Ribono Shalom. Ribono Shalom. Closeness to you is truly my good. Ribono Shalom. Ribono Shalom. To be close to you is what I yearn for.
Thank you for listening to KabbalahPod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yidbrick on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yidbrick.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and purchasing our custom-made Kabbalistic Judaica jewelry or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yidbrick.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrick, building Jewish bridges. Learn more at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah.